Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam, your host, and the designer here. We come to you each Monday at this 1 p.m. hour through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with very talented hosts touching on many different subjects. Page through the programming page today to find a topic that may interest you. Today's show is about Junior and Josie and going to college. Drop it, lock it, and put the key in your pocket. It's brought to you by Poetry by Pam, and that would be me. These poems are the work of a very talented poet. This is what people have told me, you know. One of my poems will be read at the end of this show. This spot can be yours, and you can tell the listeners about your business or craft, you know, a wish your special someone a happy birthday, or congratulate them on a job well done. Simply sponsor a show. If you are interested in becoming a part of this design, please visit the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page and message me. Visit the Facebook page for after show information and home decor posts between shows too. You will find it at facebook.com/onedesignertwoideas. That's www.facebook.com/onedesignertwoideas. Well, today's show is all about safety for young ones going away to school. And you may wonder how this subject fits in the home decor and care category. Well, Okay, I'm back. I apologize for that. I don't know really what happened. I seemed like I went off the air, and I apologize for that. I hope everything is okay, and I hope everyone can hear me. We were talking about the talking points for keeping our kids safe while they're in school, and I hope that you picked up, you received all that information that I just gave. I'm hoping that everything is working. And that you are in fact informed. Okay, so let's highlight some points as to keeping them safe while they're in school. They should talk with the school's Office of Residential Life. Ask, and we should ask also, we should ask if renter's insurance is needed. Then we should figure out how to invest in it. If a policy is in place, talk to your agent about your child going away to school and ask how it works and if it will cover your child's items in the dorm room. Do the same if you have homeowner's insurance as well, as that may provide at least basic coverage, although you may need additional coverage with that. I talked to Daryl today at Allstate Insurance, and he did explain that there are some, because of the risk, there are some insurance companies that do not cover dorm rooms when it comes to renter's insurance. So make sure that you are well aware of who covers what, and just make sure, you know, just be informed, because I think this is really, you know, too important not to be. Number two, my mother-in-law used to say people asked to go to the bathroom in your home because they wanted to see what you had. Well, my mother didn't agree, but at any rate, my mom said that my mother-in-law just didn't trust people. And, you know, I don't know if people really do that, but just in case, that is an idea of how strangers come in and just to see. And in a dorm room, really they're not coming to use the bathroom, but they're probably coming to look out the window or something like that, an excuse to get inside the room. So suggest to Junior and Josie to keep their items put up. Axel suggests keeping valuables out of sight can reduce the chance of theft. If they can't see it, they can't take it. Number three, secure their electronics, both physically and electronically. Make the computer password protected with a computer password. Also, keep the laptop secure with a laptop locking system that's available in most of the department stores. They are available in key and combination locks. And ask the kids not to give the key or combination to anyone. If they have to write it, the number down, the combination down, just write it down and put it in a secret place so they won't have any problems. And if they, you know, if something happens and they forget. Number four, keep the dorm room door locked and never prop it open. I know this is a hard one, but when my son did it, and I have to say I was kind of annoyed because I sat on a chair in his dorm room. His door was open, and about 30 young men walked by. Hey, Jared. Hey, Jared. Hey, Jared's mom. You know, that's all cool and everything. I wasn't sure that was a safe thing for his door to be open, although, you know, it probably was open when I wasn't there. I did suggest to him, and I'm suggesting to you maybe to suggest to your young people to maybe keep the dorm room door closed. At least closed. I'd like to say locked, but yeah, you know, we have to be realistic about this because we went to college too, although the kids didn't think we did, but we did. And I just advise that at least keep the door closed or partially open, but not wide open where everybody can walk through the hallway. Hey, how you doing? You going to class today? You better be going to class today. But anyway, that is one of the safety concerns that I listed. Also, I say become a friend. Number five is become friends with the RA. And that is a different, you know, different schools call it different things. An RA can be a residential assistant, a residential advisor, a residential associate. This is someone that's actually on the floor that you can go to if you have any issues. I think that I advise that the kids, I'm sorry, I keep saying that, the young people know the RA's phone number, best way to get in touch with them, when is the best time to get in touch with them. And then if there is an issue that the RA is not available, who, you know, what's option number two? You know, who else can we go to if we need some information, we need help? Number six, become familiar. You and I and our students become familiar with campus security. I think the young people should program the number, the non-emergency number, to maybe to campus police, and you know, so they'll have it when they, you know, if they need it. Number seven, don't let anyone in the building if you don't know them. If someone is trying to come in as our students are going out, I advise, and I even told this to my son, to go out another door. Go out another door. Don't let anyone in the building that you don't know. Because if they're not coming to visit you, we don't know who they are, and I would suggest going to another door, maybe going back upstairs, waiting until someone is not waiting to come in the building. Remember the buddy system. Is number eight. Do not walk the building alone, and that includes the stairwells, if possible. If you have to walk up the stairs, I suggest calling your roommate or a friend on your floor and ask them if they would mind just going to the staircase on their floor and talking to them while they're walking up the stairs. And I think that's a good idea. It's a kind of a double check system, you know. Number nine, do not post your whereabouts on social media, including your class schedule. Axel suggested not even posting it on your door, not even posting the schedule where someone can walk in the room, even a friend of your roommate can walk in the room and know that you're in algebra, or you won't be back until 7 o'clock tonight. Your schedule is your schedule. It's your business, and it should be guarded, you know, really guarded. Number 10, you and your roommate should invite Edith over and have a good talk with her. Edith, or the exit drill in the hall or the home, is a good friend to get to know. Be aware where to go out of the building if the building is being evacuated. Always listen to officials. They should be talking over the loudspeaker. If it's a building emergency, you would probably hear the fire department or the police department talking over the PA system. Listen intently and know where you should go. Axel suggests also knowing, making sure that the smoke alarm in your room works. If your students think that there's a problem with the smoke alarm, and notify the RA immediately. And this is something that should be taken care of pretty quick. Number 11, know all the dorm rules. If cooking is not allowed in the room, then don't cook. If smoking is not allowed in the room, and a number of campuses have become smoke-free, don't smoke. That includes the bathroom, that includes the staircase, that includes in front of the building. A lot of schools now have become smoke-free, and they do not want smoking on campus. So be aware of that. Be careful using candles. And I'm not sure if that's in the bylaws of some of the dormitories, but you might want to check and make sure that is something that you know, that the students know, whether or not they should use candles, whether or not they should use extension cords. Axel notes that in his article too. He says electrical outlets, extension cords, and power strips, do not overload these as they can be extremely dangerous. Keep combustibles away from electrical products, portable heaters, lighting such as halogen lamps, they are a source of many dorm fires. And I think that's what Daryl was trying to tell me today when I was talking to him, is because a number of insurance companies know, you know, the possibilities of things happening in such large buildings with such big populations. And sometimes some insurances, maybe some insurance companies just don't want the risk. But if we help them be safe, I'm hoping that that would make their stay more safe, you know, more enjoyable. That's what I'm trying to say. And remember, number 12, remember everything that you have been taught. I hope that they remember everything that we have said to them throughout the years, all of their years, about safety, about locking the car door, about even at home when we asked them to double check and make sure that the garage door was down, the car is locked, the front door is locked. These are very important things that they must continue to do while they're away from us. And if they are ever, ever in doubt, we are just a phone call away. Right, parents? Right? Can I get a show of hands? I'm sure you guys are all raising your hands and said, just call home. I'm here. If you need any information about anything pertaining to the dorm that I didn't mention or you have a question about, I suggest calling the school's housing office. Ask as many questions as you need. Call your insurance agent to discuss protecting our children's belongings while they are in school. Talk to the school's health clinic to see if your student needs anything more to be treated. If they get sick and they need to be treated, do they need anything else from us? One thing I did learn when my son was in college, the school will not discuss your student with you if they are majority age. They probably won't give you your anything over the phone. I learned this when my son got a dorm violation. I got a ticket in the mail, so I immediately called the school. I was like, what is this? And they told me to ask my son. I was like, ask my son, but you sent the ticket to me. She said, yes, ma'am, we did, but we cannot discuss this with you. I was like, okay. So I guess that they frown on a snowball fight inside the dorm. And I was like, what, Jared? Like, you weren't raised in a barn. We didn't have snowball fights inside the house. So you get to school and you decide that it's more fun to have a snowball fight inside the dorm. Well, at any rate, I was like, really, Jared, really? He didn't think it was too funny, and nor did I when I was paying the $50. Anyway, you know, this is new to them, and I know, you know, but it's new to us as parents as well. We are all walking on unfamiliar territory. It can be fun. Or, you know, as Uncle Ben told Spider-Man, with great powers comes great responsibility. Hopefully, our kids will remember what we have shared with them and know that it is up to them to adhere to the school's code of safety and the rules that they should follow in the dorm, along with ours. Remember some of the things that we've told them, because we would never tell them anything that was wrong. And we were once their age. We once lived in a dorm. We once were flapping our rings to become adults. So we understand the importance of being able to do what you want to do really without asking us, you know. Except I hope that your children don't have snowball fights in the dorm. Anyway, we want them to use the power of freedom wisely, because it is their responsibility to do that. Well, I want to read some of the other tips that I got from my research. We did talk about electrical outlets, extension cords, and power strips. We did talk about smoke alarms, and if anything does not work in the room, please, you know, let your young adult know that they should go directly to the RA, the residential advisor, associate, or assistant, with anything that's not working in their room that should be. If they're not supposed to cook, don't. If they're not supposed to smoke, don't. Always, always, always lock the doors and windows at night, especially when you're going to sleep. I hope that that is something that all of our kids will do. And never give, and I think I mentioned this earlier, never give your key or code to another person. I know that maybe somebody may need to run upstairs and grab the trigonometry book or the earth science book. I loved earth science, by the way. But they might want to grab your book. Ask them to resist that and maybe just take a few extra minutes, come upstairs, and get the book themselves. We also talked about letting somebody know where you are when you're no longer in the room. Let your roommate know. It's not that anyone needs to check up on you or know your business, but it is a safety tip for your roommate to at least know that you were in Building E taking earth science or floral plant design, that at least the roommate knows that in the vicinity at the time, that's where you were. Be cautious using the stairs, and I think we talked about that. Do not allow strangers in the building. I think we talked about that. And keep your values. And the one thing that Axel says that I really, really, truly agree with is keeping your valuables out of sight. They don't have to be. You know what I wanted to say? I went to Target on a field trip the other day, and I wanted to see what was out there for safety for our kids to have. And there was a Foot Locker, an actual Foot Locker, but it was so decked out, no one would ever believe that it was the Foot Locker that used to sit at the foot of my grandmother's bed. The Foot Locker looks totally different. There's so much out there. I really enjoyed it. I was writing down as much as I could, and I want to share one other thing with you, and I'll end the show with that. But there was so much out there for our to keep our kids safe, to keep their college experience, staying in the dorm as much fun, you know, as possible. I'm going to take a break right now, and I would appreciate any calls. You guys just please feel free to call in. The number is 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. And we will be right back. Up for you because I wanted to give you the information about the renter's insurance if you do not have it, if you do not have a home and you do not have homeowner's insurance. The available insurance carriers that I know that will help you with renter's insurance for a dorm. And one other thing that Daryl did say to me this morning was to make sure that you mentioned that this renter's insurance is for a dorm room. So make sure when you inquire about renter's insurance that you say it's for a dorm room. State Farm's brochure says protect what you own. And that's exactly what we want to do. And renter's insurance is just good even if you're renting an apartment. Because we cannot afford to replace everything that we own. It's funny that sometimes we don't even know what we own. So make sure you always would want to protect what you own. Allstate's brochure says, can you afford to replace your possessions? I honestly think that it is very important that we talk to an insurance agent, even if our young one is renting an apartment with another person. We want to make sure that while they are in the apartment, that their possessions are protected. And the premium for renter's insurance is really not that high. We're talking a very small amount of premium for a very large to replace even the socks in your drawer. So please know that is really one of the important things that we should, even if we, you know, aside from today's show and insuring everything that Junior and Josie own while they are away at school, renter's insurance, homeowner's insurance is very important to have. Okay, so for the computer locks and other security items for dorm rooms, you can visit your local department store, Walmart, Target, Office Depot, Office Max, Staples, just to name a few. That's probably not the only stores that have it, but these are the ones that I can think of. And I went to Target. I was very impressed. They have a lot of a great selection of things to protect and secure things in the dorm room. You have any questions about anything pertaining to the dorm room, the campus security, feel free, because I know that everyone is willing to help you and to kind of, so you don't pitch your tent on the lawn, which a number of us would consider doing. They want you to be at ease, and they want our young people to be at ease as well. So they are probably more than happy to answer any questions that you might have. And I really, and as I said earlier, I don't know how I missed having, you know, four kids in different schools, and none of them had renter's insurance. This was, I must have missed it. But make sure, you know, is there any, ask them in the Office of Residential Life or the housing office, is there anything else I need to know? Should I, can I have something to read? You know, because maybe they don't mention it, but maybe because it was in printed material and we missed it. So feel free to ask, you know, ask. Listen, I hope that the tips listed and given will help, you know, will serve you. I want to go back over them because I think they're more important. We do have some time. Number one, the first tip that I gave was talk with the school's Office of Residential Life. Ask if renter's insurance is needed and invest in it. And again, we had mentioned that Allstate and State Farm are two companies that will and can help us. Not limited to those two companies, but they will help. And as I said, number two was, I said my mother-in-law suggested that people wanted to use the bathroom in her house just to see what she had. I don't know if that's true, but I do appreciate the idea that we should advise our young people to keep their valuables out of sight. If it's not seen, you know, that it kind of can cut down on the theft. And don't invite strangers in the room. Secure your electronics. I keep calling them kids. Ask our young people to please secure their electronics, both physically and electronically. protect their information, protect their computer with password. Make sure it's password protected. Also, if it's a laptop, see if we can find for them a laptop locking system, and those are available at a number of stores. Number four, keep the dorm room locked and never propped open. But I know this one may be hard because they're, you know, the kids are, the young people are creating the community, and maybe a closed door doesn't allow them to be part of the community, and I understand that, but use caution. You know, if you are, if they are leaving and going to, even to the bathroom or to check the mail, lock the door. I don't advise that, and maybe, you know, you think about it if that's the way you feel, that they should not go and collect their mail or to even go to the bathroom and leave their dorm room open or unlocked. I think that it should be locked. If the roommate and our young people are not in the room, it should be locked. That's just what I feel. Number five, become friends with the RA, and that is a residential assistant, advisor, or associate. That is a person that usually lives on the floor with you. They are the go-to person if you have any problems. Become familiar. Number six, become familiar with campus security. Program the non-emergency number of the police department in the phone. Program the RA's number in the phone. And it doesn't hurt for us to have that information as well. Number seven is don't let anyone in the building that you don't know. If you are going out and it's after 10 o'clock, and I know in my daughter's dorm that after 10 o'clock the front door was locked, and you actually, people coming in had to sign in. If someone is standing there and the RA or the person that's at the desk has not let them in, don't let them in. I suggest that to my own children. Please don't open the door and let someone in the building that we don't know. They may belong there, and they may have left their key upstairs. They may have left it in the library, in a classroom. That may well be, but there is a person sitting at that desk that it is their responsibility to figure out what the person on the other side of the door, not ours, not our young people. So if someone's trying to get in or the attendant is not at the desk, go out another door or maybe wait a few minutes until the person walks away, or, I just not sure that is something that our young people should do. Okay, number eight is to remember the buddy system. Do not walk the building, the dorm alone. Do not walk the campus alone at night. If you need to go to the library, ask a friend to walk with you. It's the buddy system. You know, it's the same thing when our young people were kids and we went. There was a field trip to the zoo, and they were responsible for each other. You know, that's the kind of the idea that I envision when I think of the buddy system. Number nine, do not post your whereabouts on social media. I suggest that to my children. Do not post their whereabouts on social media or hang their class schedule on any area of the room that someone can walk in and say, oh, okay, she's in art, or he's in football, or that's information that should be kept private. Number 10, you know how to get out of the building. Number 10 is know how to get out of the building. If there is an emergency, listen to the person speaking over the PA system. Meet Edith. Know where to go. Exit drill in the hall or in the home. Know how to out of the building if there is an emergency. Number 11, know all the dorm rules. If there's no smoking, don't smoke. If there is no candle use, don't use the candles. If there is no microwave or no cooking in the room, don't use that. If there is I can't imagine, because my son's dorm room was so hot, I seriously couldn't believe it. He would have never used a space heater in his room when he was a student. But know the rules. Know what should be used and know what shouldn't be used. Okay. And number 12, remember everything, and I hope they do, and we can emphasize this. Tell them to, ask them to remember everything that we've taught them. Everything that we have taught them all through their lives. And if they're in doubt, assure them that they can call home at any time and be reassured and get the lowdown and get advice, and we'll listen to them, because that is a special time, you know, when our kids are away at school. I thought it would get easier as my kids got, you know, as I started sending kids to school, my oldest down to my youngest. I have 5 children, but it was just as hard to send the last one away to school. And he played football, and I made it my business as much as possible to go to all his football games when they were at his school in Iowa. And I even used this time, I would take him to dinner. You know, I didn't want to impose or impede on his freedom, but it was an opportunity for me to see him, to make sure he was looking good, he was eating. He did complain about the food, and he would say, "Mom, could you please send me $10 so I can go to McDonald's?" So I think McDonald's has a lot of my money. but yeah, this has been a good show, and I hope that it has been helpful to you as parents and given you extra ideas and tips to give to the young people that are going off to become great scientists, to become great lawyers, to become great doctors, to become great teachers, whatever they major in, to become great and be contributing members to society. If you have any questions that you would like to ask me, feel free to visit the Facebook page, and that is www.facebook.com/onedesigner2ideas, and that's all together, and that is the word one and the word two. So just make sure I wanted to say that. Next week's show, we will be talking about showing our appliances some TLC, some tender loving care. And a number of my shows come from experiences that I have. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, I wasn't sure she was using her garbage disposal the correct way. Yes, I have one, but I don't use it because I don't know how to use it. And I was just so sure that the way that she and my daughter-in-law used theirs was simply not the right way. I did not think that you should turn a pan of Hamburger Helper and dump it in the garbage disposal. I just didn't think that was right. And lo and behold, I found out that is not the way you treat, that's not giving the garbage disposal any tender loving care. So I will be talking about that on Monday, August 3rd. We'll be talking about that. This show was sponsored by my poems. I write poetry. I've had several books published, and I wanted to share a few of them. And what better way than to sponsor this show, bring this show to you. So the last thing that we'll talk about today will be, I'll read you one of my poems, and you can share it with your young person, because it's kind of geared toward them. I really wrote it. It actually appeared in the program of my youngest son's graduation. I was allowed, I asked the principal if there was any way I could submit this poem. And I had so many parents say they liked it. And it just reads like this. It's called Historical Society. You are the author of your life story. Your actions will dictate the words that will be used to write your story. And the impression that others are left with will sum it all up and determine how you will be remembered years from now when your name comes up in conversation. It is important what words we use to build and write our life story. Listen, I have truly enjoyed today. I hope that something that I said was helpful to you, that would help you, would just add, you know, add to all the tips and points and guidelines and rules that you've been given as parents, and then give what I've said today, what the authors of articles have said today, and your own knowledge of remembering when you were a college student, that this will help them, help our young people, our precious cargo. Yes, they are, even at 18, 19, even 40, they are still our precious cargo. So anything that you wanted, if you want, if you have a question about anything I said today, or you want something cleared up, or you want me to share with you on the Facebook page, feel free to visit the Facebook page and let's talk about it. Thank you for joining me. Take care, and I look forward to seeing you next Monday.